Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You need to know, I had the best night Saturday night.
Yeah.
Is that really you need to know?
Yeah, absolutely. What'd you do?
It is when it involves the Gold Coast Business Excellence Awards. I was fortunate enough to host it with the one and only Gary Youngberry.
Oh,
and it was a sensational night. Gee, they do a good job, Danielle and Marshall Hall. But you need to know the winners, the big winners of the night were.
Yes.
Well, the Gold Coast Business of the Year is Medical Rescue. So, yes, they employ 500 people and provide air ambulance, rescue helicopter, ground ambulance and health services throughout Australia and overseas.
Wow.
They've done so well. And he said, Glenn McKay, the owner of it, said the last couple of years had just been so hard, like swimming against the tide.
Yeah.
But he said everything's, you know, coming good now. And I tell you what, that was a real common theme throughout the night of a lot of the winners were just speaking really emotionally about how tough the last few years have been for them all. So, yeah, it was a good feeling in the room, though. And the inductee to the Business Hall of Fame is Paul Donovan.
Oh, serious?
Yes, yeah. Tourism icon. Yes, so, and he spoke so emotionally and he said, we need to genuinely care more about people and not give lip service. He spoke about how, and I realise I'm speaking for a long time on this, but, yeah, he spoke about how the Gold Coast tourism industry went from having 14.2 million annual visitors and contributing $5.9 billion to the economy to the absolute depths of despair, 45 consecutive days without flights on the Gold Coast anyway. Yeah, so he spoke really, really beautifully and emotionally, and he said the most important things to him are his integrity, credibility, honesty, loyalty and authenticity. And he said, what you see is a kid from Hobart who worked his ass off to get where he's got.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well done.
It was awesome. Awesome night.
He's a very special bloke, Don.
Absolutely.
That warms the cockles of my heart to hear that he's been rewarded like that. In an unrelated health story, another 1,500 or so Medibank data files have been released by the Russian hacker. They reckon they know who's done it now, and they need the cooperation of the Russian government to bring them to justice.
Mm.
So that's not going to happen anytime soon.
No.
But what you do also need to know is that the next stage for these kind of drip feed attacks will be contact with the individuals whose medical records have been released, and they'll more than likely say, send us $1,000 or I'll tell your employer. That's what their tactics have been in the past. So prepare yourselves for that. Apparently they are not as able to read the data as they claim, and they can tell that from investigations. So please don't be too worried about it. But as I say, if you've got heart disease or diabetes, you may well be one of the people that they release the information on. So don't get too panicked.
And some really sad news. It's Racy Tracy's last week at ACO.
No. Spider, are you okay?
I'm not really. I love Racy Tracy, and it's going to be a tough week to see her finally go. ACO, one of my favourite shows of all time.
And well, the show continues.
Yeah, but I know, but it's not the same. It is not the same.
It's definitely the end of a television era, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, here's a question. Because you don't like affection and hugging, would you hug Racy Tracy?
Absolutely.
No
doubt.
Oh, well, that was very quick.
Did you give her a bit extra?
We know that you're going to write a poem for her. We're trying to get Tracy on the show.
Are we?
Yes, absolutely we are.
Triple M Poet Laureate Spider Everett is going to write a love poem to Tracy Grimshaw.
Yes, his little
love gonna happen.
His crush.
Yeah.
Well, it's Friday's her last show, so.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, no.
That is what you need to know.